Hey guys, so I know that no one really does audio booze anymore, but I'm doing one anyway because I have a confession, and that is that I was a giant asshole in kindergarten. I don't know why I was thinking about this today, but I remembered something that I did that I kind of can't believe that I did. So there was a kid in my class, Brett Miller, and his name has been changed slightly for this story. But he wasn't the brightest bulb of the bunch, and I kind of knew that. And I remember Brett told me one day that he knew how to fix crayons if they had broken, you know, like he could make them whole again. And when he said this, I knew that I was like, there's no way that he could do that. That's impossible. What an idiot. But instead of leaving it at that, I thought it would be funny and amusing if I convinced him to break his crayons so that he could show me how to, you know, how he knew how to fix them. And so I talked Brett into breaking his crayons, which, you know, admittedly, that's might not sound like the worst thing to do to someone, but when you're in kindergarten, your crayons are, I don't know, like, that's a big deal. And having to have a broken crayon until you get a new box of crayons, like, months later is kind of a shitty thing for a kindergartner. I don't know why I did that. It was like, his stupidity was amusing, and I decided to take advantage of it for no reason, other than the fact that I was clearly an asshole. And the worst part about it is that I can remember that scenario happening twice, because a few months down the line, after Brett had already broken his crayon for the first time, you know, after I had convinced him to do that, a few months passed, we got our second box of crayons. I think we got two for the whole year. And I thought, man, how funny would it be if Brett was stupid enough to break his crayon voluntarily again, because he's already done that, and he might actually be dumb enough to not have learned his lesson. And he didn't, and I made him break his crayons for a second time, and I guess I'm an asshole inside. I don't know. This was just, like, what I found amusing as a little kid. And, yeah, why did I do that? I don't know. Anyways, that's my confession. Thanks for listening, guys. Bye.